This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of my head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today,
Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What are you listening to, Super Don?
I believe that would be Dueling Banjos from Deliverance.
I'm just going to enjoy it. Enough. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, friends. Why are we playing Assassination Tango Banjo, whatever that is? Reports are, as we open the show today, Dr. Craig Spencer. Do they call him Ebola Typhoid Mary Spencer or something now? He's the guy that went around bowling and dancing and riding taxi cabs and buses all over New York
Subway
City.
And did all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I don't know why it is, but everybody's going with the headline right now that he is in isolation playing banjo.
This is the headline. Are we supposed to feel sorry for him or happy for him? I don't know.
Well, listen, if you've got Ebola and you're in isolation and you're playing banjo, you must be doing okay. And in addition to playing banjo, he's able to ride a stationary bike and practice yoga. So, good for him, I guess, right?
I know. But why isn't he playing African drums? Come on.
African drums?
Yeah, that's where he was hanging out.
That might be kind of good with dueling banjos.
Yeah. Well, he's a... He was treated, wasn't he? Treated with similar treatments that they claim to be proven effective for Ebola patients at Emory. Which, who knows what that is? Is it an experimental medicine? Is it not? Are we just keeping him stable? What's going on there? He became infected. How do they know? Well, I'm sure it's PCR, right? It's always coming back to that. And to me,
actually, who knows? Maybe banjo is the cure for Ebola.
Right, playing banjo. Right. This could be sound therapy to heal. I'm all for that. He's in quarantine/isolation playing banjo, and that's headline news. Now, a little bit of controversy in the alternative media, as we've seen headlines claiming that the Obama administration has asked the media not to report on new cases or theoretical or potential new cases of Ebola. And due to Super Don's penchant for reading between the lines and getting to the heart of these things, and we definitely cover things that the mainstream media does not, but we do our level best to not sensationalize things that may not be fully accurate, trying to make some explanation for them. And I'm going to ask you, Super Don, what did you find on the claims that the Obama administration had said, please do not report on any potential new cases of Ebola? How accurate is that if we were to put our truth meter to that?
Well, okay, the original source of this story came from, I believe it was Forbes.
Okay.
And what happened was the guy who wrote the article on Forbes, his name is, I think it was David Kroll, he made a statement based on what he had heard at this meeting or this press briefing that the Associated Press and other press outlets had agreed not to report on suspected cases of Ebola in the United States until a positive viral RNA test was completed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to the actual Forbes article, what you find is that there is a correction that has been made. Okay. And in the correction by David Kroll, he says that in the original piece, he had inadvertently suggested that the Associated Press and other news organizations were agreeing not to report on suspected cases of Ebola in the United States until this test had been completed.
Okay.
He goes on to say that he regrets this misinterpretation, that in fact the AP is in no agreement whatsoever with other outlets regarding news coverage. And then he goes on to explain, you know, give the official, statement by the AP saying that basically they're not just going to report on anything unless that particular instance is causing some type of disruption or reaction, like buildings are being closed, substantial numbers of people are being evacuated, planes are being diverted. You know, is it based on a confirmed Ebola case? Yeah, I mean, it's just...
So they're basically... There is seemingly an effort to calm the waters, basically. That's what I'm getting out of this, whether it's report or not.
I don't... And, you know, honestly, personally, I don't have a problem with that. If somebody sneezes,
yeah,
we don't need to have a news headline saying this person might have Ebola.
Right.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. So, it's a lot of people jumped on this story, mm-hmm, because in the initial writing of the story,
yeah,
he interpreted what it is that he heard as the Associated Press and other organizations agreeing not to report on suspected cases of Ebola,
right,
without actually going in there and understanding, you know, interpreting it as that they are not going to report on cases unless there's something else there other than somebody, you know, sneezed on an airplane.
Right. Well, no, that helps. I mean, that literally, that's a good job of clarifying that, so we have a perspective. I mean, I think that the Obama administration is clearly wanting to calm the waters because they look like a bunch of buffoons in the way it was handled thus far. So I think to have a story like that reported, a lot of people would say that's not too unreasonable for them to not want any more of this kind of popping
and
up,
listen,
in their face.
I understand there are some people that jumped on that initial interpretation of what the AP was saying, and they're trying to kick some dots. They're trying to say, okay, well, look, right on the heels of Election Day, where the Democrats really got stomped on,
mm-hmm,
could the administration say, hey, listen, you know, we want to try and silence some of this news reporting because it's making us look like idiots, and that is the reason why we got, you know, we had such a trouncing.
Right. No,
election.
You know,
yeah,
we actually figured out why the Democrats got trounced this election cycle. It has nothing to do with politics either.
Right.
According to this latest news report, it's people prefer healthy-looking leaders over intelligent face ones.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
So the Democrats, obviously, they look intelligent. Whether they are or not, that's debatable. But they had faces that looked intelligent, and people don't prefer that. They prefer healthy. And then the Republicans looked healthier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously, stereotypes that don't fit any of this stuff, but it's an interesting article out of Washington. And they actually did research on this. And leaders who look healthy, they're the ones favored, not necessarily the intelligent looking. Now, what is an intelligent looking candidate? Is that someone who wears a cardigan sweater and has reading glasses?
Reading glasses,
yeah,
or whatever, gives off that impression that they are, you know, somehow intelligent or educated. But yeah, they did find in this research, which the research itself was actually conducted at the University of Amsterdam, and they found that people are actually more attracted to leaders that appear to be healthy more than being intelligent. So, I don't know. Yeah, you gave the example earlier when we were talking about this of John McCain versus, you know, say like Barack Obama.
Right.
Although I don't know whether John McCain looks really healthy or intelligent.
No, that's the question I have, is like, how do you interpret this data with certain candidates? That's why I don't think it's an across the board thing. That I understand, right, you want to see people that look healthy. But you know, you can't explain John McCain because he neither looks healthy nor intelligent. That's my opinion. Okay, Barack Obama to me does not look healthy. I know to some people he does. I mean, he smokes.
But he was young.
Yeah.
You know, and I think some people would
associate
young with,
youth
with
health. But yeah. I've got a trained eye that looks deeper than so-called skin deep in that regard. So that's interesting as well. Hey, I was on the Jerry Doyle Show. I know we're all over the place as we open the show today. By the way, The Heart of Healing with Stephen Huers coming up. We're going to talk about successful allergy support. And we have another hometown healer. I'm so inspired by these folks, like yesterday we had on the air. Melody Spiker is set to join us. She also overcame some tremendous health challenges with Carnivora. So stick around for that. By the way, Carnivora, Richard Ostro was on a week or so ago, and he said that there's a buy one, get one free special for the lymph drainage formula. So take advantage of that at carnivora.com. The thing I talked about with Jerry Doyle the other day on his show, and you can check it out at epictimes.com. He blasted that out for everybody to hear. The organic standards, we're talking GMOs, we're talking antibiotics and chicken and all of this. And one of the issues is he was asking me, how are you sure you're getting clean food? And, of course, I said, well, on one level, yeah, you want to buy certified organic. But I went further than that. I said, because there are problems with certified organic. The environment has been degraded all across the board. And I think as important, perhaps even more important, is to get to know your farmer. Go to the local farmers markets. Meet the people who are growing your food if you're not already growing your own. And I encourage you to do that. Because there are many farmers that are local that are not certified. They're not paying the however thousands of dollars to get certified. Yet their practices, their agricultural practices are as clean or cleaner than the federal standards for organics. And we've got a report about the USDA. This is coming through our good friends at the Alliance for Natural Health, that there's a power play going on threatening the future of organic foods. And there's the Organic Foods Production Act, which was a critical legislation passed in 1990. Which set this National Organic Standards Board, the NOSB. And there was a language in this bill that talked about sunsetting. Now, normally when you think of sunsetting, you think of something going out. It's a going away, right? You sunset something, it's no longer allowed. It may be allowed, now it's no longer allowed. But what's happening here, and you'll need to read this article, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, is that they've actually changed this and turned it on its head. That they're now sunsetting things that are synthetic in a way that says, well, they're here until there's a vote, a majority vote, to take it off of the list. And I don't have time to go into great detail, but again, for those of you who think the federal government is the answer to all the problems, no, they're largely the problem. Even though there are organic standards, they're doing everything they can to muck up the work so that you can't rely upon it, and that's what they're hoping. In the meantime, they won't, for the life of them, allow labeling of GMO foods. And the states who want it are failing. The one bit of good news over the weekend, or over this week, was Maui, where they banned genetically modified growing unless they prove scientifically that it is safe. And that's the way we should be going, looking to ban this stuff, not the other way around. So here's what we got going on as far as the organic standards. Your best bet is to go local, find the farmers, or become the farmer, and in that way you're going to transform your ability to know the food that you're eating is what it is, as opposed to the theory of what the federal government might say that it is.
The advice that you gave on Jerry's very good advice.
All right, with that, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We got Stephen Huer coming up, and lots more healing we've got. Well, we'll tell you about it in a bit, but stick around, robertscottbell.com. Thank you to all of you and all of our sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Rockin' the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back. We're going into the heart of healing with my good friend, you know him, Stephen Huer, Synergistic
Thank
Nutrition.
You,
and, of course, OneWorldWay.com is the website. We've got the links up. I love this topic because I used to be the poster boy for this. We need successful allergy support. Let's make it simple.
Okay. In my practice, what I've noticed with allergies, Robert, is that in the early 90s, Dr. Hans Nieper said that basically the cell walls of the body are either selectively permeable, allowing into the cell substances needed by the cell to function correctly, and preventing from coming into the cell substances that are not needed. When they're selectively permeable, working correctly, there are no allergies. They're going to not allow in the pollens, the dusts, the toxins, the different proteins that could create the irritation to the inside of the cell that would create the allergic response. So he developed a product called Membrane Complex, which because people's bodies are supposed to be making these specific minerals and these specific forms of these minerals in sufficient quantities that the cells are naturally maintained in this selectively permeable state on their own. But in our day and age, and the deterioration of our environment and our bodies, and not the ability to not be able to keep up with that work, The supplemental form of these minerals then becomes therapeutically very helpful. So in the early 90s, I saw tremendous success working out of a health food store recommending products to people, having their allergies go away by like 100%, sometimes only 80%, but 80 to 100%, which is with one product. It was called Membrane Complex. It was developed by Dr. Hans Nieper.
Okay.
And it's calcium, magnesium, potassium in their amino ethanol phosphate form. So that's those minerals attached to this other chemical called amino ethanol phosphate.
And you know, Stephen, what's so interesting about what you're saying here about selective permeability in a macro context, the gut permeability issue is another source point for allergies, the leaky gut. So we're talking about leaky cells as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Membrane complex will strengthen cellular membranes systemically?
Yeah, throughout the whole body, and that's the whole point of it. That's why people have taken it in like one 24-hour period. They say 80% to 100% of their allergy symptoms go away.
That's significant. Well, I know there's more to it than that, but that's a huge thing that that I've talked to over the years have overlooked, especially as far as strategizing what supplements that can strengthen those membranes. So this is terrific.
Yeah, people can address this through adrenals and through liver health as well. They play a role. There's three other supplements in my allergy support protocol that I work with, the quercetin that helps interrupt the histamine production, and, of course, the beta-glucan, which has been shown and proven to help with allergies because of its role in improving immunity, and then megahydrate because, again, pH regulates this. If you're too acid all the time, your body's going to steal these alkaline minerals out of the cell walls and sort of like make the selective permeability of the cells be excessively permeable and subject to the foreign protein penetration. So maintaining an alkaline pH helps your body to not then lose these precious minerals in the cell walls.
Yeah, and we talk about hydration because you mentioned the mega hydrate formula. Remember that with each 1% drop in full hydration below what's optimal, you can lose as much as 10% metabolic efficiency on the cellular level. So this is a very important and profound strategy you've helped develop.
Yeah, I didn't realize that those numbers were what they were, but that's profound to learn that. But
yeah, it's significant.
Yeah.
So if we're looking at, I want to come back to the membrane integrity again, because this is a fascinating, in-depth look well beyond the allergy symptom, right? Because you can chase the symptom, you can reduce certain things, and that's fine. I'm not opposed to that, as long as you don't intoxicate the body. But going back to that deep level, I mean, this is phenomenal. How do you uncover this?
Yeah, exactly. This is why I've been excited about it ever since I've used it in the early 90s. It was like it's been working this successfully. I've had one woman, she was saying that she's had allergies, severe allergies all her life, and I got her on this alkalizing protocol with a membrane complex, and she had like probably 90% improvement in her allergies. It was so successful, she wrote me this glowing testimony.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen this happen time and again. So, you know, Dr. Hans Nieper, you know, brilliant man, he did figure out quite a few wonderful things, and this was one of them, was this cell wall integrity. This particular supplement actually also addresses your nervous system, so it helps to keep the nervous system calm, and he used to prescribe it and recommend it for people with MS to help them avoid their, involuntary spasms that happen when you have multiple sclerosis. Very excellent product. And then with regards to the adrenals are supposed to produce enough aldosterone to regulate the cell wall integrity. So if your adrenals go too low, then you're going to draw minerals out of the cell walls and make them, again, excessively permeable. So adrenals play that important role. Liver plays a role. I don't know exactly how, but I know that when people have done cleanses of the liver, their allergies have reduced. So you've got several factors besides what I've just said that also, like you said, contribute to being free of allergies.
So if you're ready for successful allergy support, call up One World Way, 888-988-3325. Stephen, thanks for helping us from the heart of healing.
Thank you, Robert.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Now we get to do one of my favorite things to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is to interview I would call them real healers, but they might say, well, I'm not a healer. I just had a healing experience. I used something from nature and I got well. But this is where they become the healers, because they're willing to share their story with you, with me, with everyone. And it's inspiring, and it opens up the possibilities where perhaps there were none or there were few prior to that. And right now I'm joined by Melody Spiker. She's right now in Iowa, and she has a tremendous healing story addressing some liver issues like hepatitis C and also the fear of the HPV as well, cervical cancer scenarios. So welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Melody.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, I'm grateful for you. Now, you don't have necessarily a holistic healing background. You're just someone who was challenged, let's say, immune challenged, and wanted to find another way to get well.
Exactly.
So your starting point in Las Vegas, you had been diagnosed with hepatitis or some form of hepatitis?
No, I wasn't diagnosed in Las Vegas. I was actually diagnosed in Texas.
Oh, in Texas. Okay.
Yeah, went in for just a colonoscopy, and they did a bunch of blood work, and of course they always want to check you for your liver enzymes, and called me and told me that I had hepatitis C, which I was mortified, of course, and felt like I had a death sentence because I've never been a drug user, didn't know where it came from. So having living with that for a long period of time and just felt like, oh my gosh, I've been asymptomatic, but when's it going to hit me? I was terrified because I know that the treatments they wanted me to take really knock your immune system into the dirt, so I refused those.
Melody, when they told you you had hepatitis C, again, shocker, you're not an intravenous drug user, you didn't have multiple partners, I mean, any of the things that they say are risk factors for this, did they then immediately want to put you on things like interferon or different chemotherapies, or what did they say initially that we'll wait and see? What was their answer to you?
Well, initially they called me on my telephone, and I was driving my car, and I nearly crashed my car when they told me, and I didn't believe them.
Right.
I went in for a second opinion, and of course they wanted to put me on the Rivlin and the interferon, and I refused it.
Mm-hmm.
And told them that I was into holistic treatments. My father passed away when he was 50, and I learned quite a bit about holistic treatments. And refuse to, I don't like to go to medical doctors personally, that's my opinion.
Sure.
So I decided to investigate something that would boost my immune system because I felt as though my immune system would be compromised with the hepatitis C. So when I moved out of Texas in 2011, I went to work for a casino here in Iowa, which is not really good air, obviously, and I had what they call the casino crud. Everybody gets it. It seems like it lasts forever. So I've been working nights and heard Ty Bollinger speak about carnivora on Coast to Coast. And I thought, you know, I'm going to give this a try because I did investigate it. I went online and looked it up, and I went on YouTube and looked it up and was quite impressed with what I saw and decided to order. I've been on carnivora ever since, and I can quite frankly tell you I've not been sick. I'm asymptomatic with the hepatitis C. I feel terrific. I get good rest, but I feel great. And when someone's sick, I feel like I'm covered because I know that the carnivora is there. Also did have a bad path come back, which was the HPV. Went in to have a colposcopy and was called 2 weeks later and told, we'll see you in a year. And at that point in time, I had actually had a month and a half. I doubled up on my carnivora and went in just thinking, okay, I'm not going to think I have it. And guess what? I was good.
Wait a sec. All right. Okay, stand by, Melody. I got to hear this clearly. You're saying that you went in, they had a pap test, a bad result, some form of abnormal cells they detected around the cervix. You then decided to double up on carnivora over the next month and a half before you got rechecked?
Correct. That's correct.
Okay. And so when they did the recheck, what was the result? Did they see a shift, a change that was measurable, quantifiable, that the doctors said, wow, what happened? It's no longer abnormal. Tell me what happened then.
Well, basically, I went in for colposcopy, which isn't a very pleasant experience. And I remember her, it was quite painful. She told her nurse, I don't see anything. And I just basically looked at her and said, you know, I'm tickled to death. I contribute this to the carnivore. She knew that I was on it. I also thank Jesus every day for introducing me to the supplement. And they called me a week or so later and told me there was nothing there.
You got a clean bill of health from them, and the only thing you did different then was doubled up on your Carnivora.
Absolutely, yes, I did.
Now, let me ask you, were you doing the tablets or the liquid at that point?
Well, I'm only doing the tablets.
Okay.
And I was doing the, you know, the procedure that they tell you to do, you know, three times a day, and then Sunday I would take off. However, when I doubled up on it, I literally doubled up on them. I would take two in the morning, two in the afternoon, and two in the evening. So I just kind of felt like that was my gunshot into taking care of these issues, and I was blown away when they called me and said, "We'll see you next year. There's nothing there."
So you said you actually told the doctor or the nurse that you were the only thing you were really doing was Carnivora?
Yeah, I told my doctor that I was taking the Carnivora. You know, of course, she didn't know what it was, but I've been telling a lot of people about Carnivora. I find it to be an excellent product, and I contribute my good welfare to Carnivora.
Wow, this is a beautiful story. Again, it's a very empowering story. The plants of creation really do have impact in bringing healing into the body, and that's something that we encourage here, and I'm always inspired when I hear these stories, and that's why I'm glad you're sharing them with us today. Now, Melody, when you told this doctor, female doctor, she didn't know about it, okay? She was honest, so I don't know what about it, but did she say, don't take it, it could be dangerous, or did she say, well, keep taking it, it's obviously doing something, or how did she react? I'm always curious about the human interaction with these doctors.
Well, you know, I don't really think she knew what to say. She didn't say one way or the other. She just said, you know, what is the Carnivora? And I told her that it was an immune modulator, that she needed to look it up, and I do believe she said that she would. She really didn't know how to interact with me because she was aware of the hepatitis C, and this was an OBGYN specialist that my other doctor had sent me to. So, you know, she just said, you know, with the fact that I had hepatitis C, instead of going out 3 years with a pap smear, I should be checked every year, which to me it's like I'm not concerned about it anymore because I feel like the Carnivora has got me covered.
Right, right. No, this is great. Now, getting back to the hepatitis C issue, as I said, most people are under the impression that it's something you catch because of a blood transfusion or multiple sexual partners or dirty needles. I mean, things like this, none of which is part of your lifestyle. And,
correct.
You know, I have to acknowledge this aspect of hepatitis C, that I don't dispute that there is a liver issue with hepatitis C. What I do dispute is that these doctors are claiming it is a virus called hepatitis C, and they actually have isolated it, and they see it in your body. They don't, and that's the good news here. Even though they're wrong, it's good news that they're wrong, because you don't have to fight or kill a virus. You just have to heal the body. And one of those things to heal the body is give the body what it needs, get rid of the things that the body doesn't need, help the liver to be healthy, and Carnivora plays a very vital role there. And not only that, I just want a shout-out to our good buddy Richard from Carnivora, and he talked a couple of weeks ago on the air about a lymph drainer that they have. And I want to encourage everybody, if you're thinking about a situation like what Melody is describing, that you can accelerate recovery via strengthening the lymphatic detoxification systems, which, of course, are aligned with the liver. And in that way, you're not having to attack or kill anything. Your immune system is doing the job. Your excretory organs are improving in function and health. And lo and behold, like in Melody's case, you see health as being returned even where there wasn't some, with some cells that were inflamed and damaged, like you had addressed and acknowledged via the OBGYN.
Yep, I would encourage anybody who has any kind of complications or, you know, anything that I've even been diagnosed with, I encourage you to get on the Carnivora. I think it's a wonderful product. I tell everybody about it.
And of course, the simplicity with which you're doing it, it's not like it's a very complicated protocol. You're, as far as I can understand from you, you were taking the three capsules a day, but then you doubled it to six capsules a day. You did three times a day, two capsules three times a day. And I've talked with folks that are on much more complex, although it's relatively speaking, complex protocols for this. And yet what you've achieved is so extraordinary, so simple. How about when you talk to your friends about it, do they understand the gravity of a hepatitis C diagnosis or abnormal cells of the human papillomavirus relation on the cervix? Do they understand the gravity of that you tell them?
Well, I don't think that a lot of people even know. I don't share a great deal of my personal history with folks because obviously hepatitis C has such an ugly stigma to it. And
sure.
People automatically. And I live in a very small town, so it's hard for me to explain that.
Right.
But when I talk about carnivore to other people, what I tell them is it's an immune modulator. There are people that have compromised immune systems, and the people that I know that do, I encourage them to get on the carnivore. So instead of really going through my whole personal case, I encourage them because of their circumstances.
Yeah, beautiful. God bless my buddy TMB, Ty Bollinger, for getting the word out through all the means that he has. And cancertruth.net, you can learn more about what Ty does. He's with me every Wednesday when we do our Outside the Box shows together. And, obviously it spoke to you. And however the voice of the Spirit speaks to you and you respond, it is still you that had to do the work. You are the one that had to take the capsules of carnivore, recognize that it could be helpful to you. So I want to give you kudos for not only listening to that voice, but actually acting on it and not, waiting for somebody to rescue you.
Well, I'm a Christian, and I think God leads you to people that need to be in your life. And thank you, Ty, for introducing me to carnivore.
Yeah, absolutely. We are led to it, but at the same time, we're not forced to drink the water, so to speak, but it's up to us to then do that. And to your credit, as well as you sharing today, may inspire others to do the same or better. And that's why I'm greatly appreciative of your journey. We suffer for reason, not just for no reason, because you're suffering through this and recovery is going to help out perhaps untold thousands of people around the world that hear your message.
Well, I encourage anybody, like I said, that has any type of immune compromisation, get on the carnivore. Wholeheartedly believe in it.
Yes.
Wonderful product.
Carnivora.com. Their number 866-836-8735. Call them up, 866-836-8735. The banner's up at robertscatbell.com. And if you mention this, they will give you one free lymph drainer if you buy one. Buy one, get one free for the next couple of weeks, I believe. So hurry up, act on it. And Melody Spiker, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, thanks again to Stephen Hewer and the Heart of Healing, Successful Allergy Support. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Very cool, inspiring Melody Spiker, another hometown healer, at carnivore.com. Also, as you heard yesterday on the air, with AJ Lanigan, our good friends at Better Way Health, making the Better Way Health Beta-1-3D Glucan available to you at 20% off between now and the next Outside the Box Wednesday. So be sure to jump all over that, 20% off the coupon code RSB. Coupon code RSB. Also, we'll next week be seeing Dr. Newsom, Dr. Daniel Newsom. We'll be together with Paul Barrettero and more at the ACAM conference, where there's a couple of events. They're in the show notes. Click up, link to them. We've got them also posted at Facebook. So check that out if you want to plug into all the things we're doing here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Now, the more you look, the more life becomes cartoon-like. There's a story here about, is this the Discovery Channel?
Yeah.
A show called Eaten Alive. I mean, this is incredible. I'll have to ask my wife if she watches this one. But
it's fascinating. It's a fascinating show. I believe it's premiering in December.
Okay, so this has already been done, because I'm hearing this, and I'm like, it sounds like they're planning to do this. This guy named Paul Rosalie, he's evidently going to put on a snake-proof suit. Now, I don't know what that means. Like, is it plaid? Snakes won't eat you if you wear plaid? because this guy wants to be eaten. He wants to be swallowed whole by an anaconda for the Discovery Channel show Eaten Alive.
It's bizarre, but it's also fascinating. It's one of those things where I know I'm going to have to watch this. My wife cannot stand snakes, so I know she won't be watching this with me.
Yeah.
But apparently he's got this suit that he's put together that's going to protect him. It's got its own, like, respirator, you know, oxygen source and stuff.
Wow.
And he's going to allow himself to be eaten alive by an anaconda.
Well, then how's he get back out? Is he going to poop him out, or is he going to fight him?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But that's
the part of this I don't understand.
That's the fascinating thing. But can you imagine being protected, but still, you know, so that you can be eaten by an anaconda and survive? I guess they're going to see what it's like to be eaten alive by a snake.
Dude, it doesn't take you. Where's reality programming going now? I mean,
I'll tell you what. I'd rather watch this than Jersey Shore. So, you know,
okay, I'm with you there. But this is like beyond jumping the shark. This is jumping the shark into the mouth of an anaconda.
A snake, yeah.
Right?
Jumping the
snake here, and Discovery Channel has done it. I don't know where this is going. I'm not sure I like where it's heading. But cartoon, life, whatever, is this real? I'd be better if it was animated, in my opinion. But they're doing it for real, evidently. So we'll report on that, see how it goes. If you need some Arnica Montana, if the guy survives. Again, I don't know what a snake-proof suit is. Is it polyester? Somebody will report back to us on that, please.
Yes, definitely.
Let's see, what else we got? Wile E. Coyote. You remember the old Warner Brothers cartoons? I love growing up on those. Those are still classic.
Yeah.
The Roadrunner. And the crafty coyote who could never, he was like John McCain, he wasn't smart enough to capture the bad guys.
super genius.
Right. There's actually a company called Acme Corporation. Mm-hmm. You remember ACME? I don't know what it stands for, but it was always like, you know, where their devices would come shipped to them in a crate that said Acme. And they've been around for evidently 100 years, and I can't believe that this has never happened before. This is like 100 years. I mean, people are slow. Jeff Burch, president of the family-owned Acme Foundry, a Minneapolis manufacturer of gray and ductile iron castings, left his office Sunday around 5. The facade of the brick building was as it had been for years, but when he returned to work on Monday, he found a fun surprise. Some unknown artist added an image of Wile E. Coyote chasing the Roadrunner to Acme's entrance.
That's awesome.
I know. It's like, I can't believe that hasn't happened yet.
Oh, it's absolutely awesome. And the picture that that accompanies the article here has the front of the brick building says Acme, and you've got on one side of the door Wile E. Coyote, and on the other side of the door Roadrunner. And
right.
You know, one's chasing the other. It's just absolutely classic.
Well, you know, you think about this and you say, I'm just amazed it hasn't happened before. Now, the question is, will they be sued by Warner Brothers for this? Or been forced to take it down.
Well, look, it's graffiti, and they say here that, you know, this graffiti, really what it is, it's like cardboard cutouts that have been affixed to the entrance with, you know, adhesive.
Right.
They don't expect that it's going to, you know,
last
be able to survive
long.
The weather when it comes. And if they're asked to take it down, they would, but they're saying it's almost too humorous to take it down.
Well, you know, Acme would not want to sue Warner Brothers for the use of their name, because that's only given them free publicity throughout the ages at this point, the last however many years.
Well,
anyway,
think about this. Think about
we don't
this.
Have time they, to think about this.
They
we're
used Acme in the cartoon.
Yeah.
Who should sue who?
I will, exactly. All right, well, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back. We got an encore with Dr. Wakefield and Dr. Hooker, and it's going to be awesome. I got to take off because I want to see my kids play soccer. So, all right, y'all. The power to heal is yours. I'm out of here. But stick around. Great stuff to come.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.